The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We're now entering the Bos of Adam of the first few Prokhom Menachos. The Halachim are going to be talking about the different Halachas of Pigel. Over here we're going to deal extensively with the Nidoinim around Pigel and the Halachim of the Karbonis and the Psulim that result from the Karbon not being brought properly. The Mishnah starts in Yudalef Amud Beis. Hakoymitz is a mincha lechel shiorel bachutz, oy kizayis mishiorel bachutz. The machshev is pigul. It's really a takeoff from the Mishnah we had in Zvachim. And over here also we have in the mincha that the relationship of the kmitzo, which is like the avoidas, hashchita, so to speak, and he has in mind to eat the shirayim. Kizayis of the shirayim is enough. Doesn't have to be the whole shirayim. Either chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkoymo, chutz l'zmano, as is by a zena, chutz l'zmano is pigul v'chayomna, of course. Chutz l'mkoymo is pigul v'enchayomna, of course. It's a psul, not mefagel, there's no chiv, of course. Same, basically the same halacha as vach. What's interesting is that the Mishnah is mamshich. The first case, the Mishnah says, "Akoyim zemitcha lecha shiorei bachutz, oy kizayis mishiorei bachutz." Then lahakte kum tzabachutz, oy kizayis kum tzabachutz. Then the Mishnah says something different. Oy lahakte levoinos bachutz. He does the kmitza al menas to be makte the levoina bachutz. Doesn't say lahakte or kizayis of the levoina. Why? Explains Rashi. Rashi is six lines from the bottom of Yer Alpha Mabez. Rashi says, Vikash Amailo Tonanami Kizayis Milavoinoso, in the same format as the first few cases. Rashi says, Tritz Hach Stomachirabonon, Shimon, the Gir says, Dami Leild Lavoino Ksher Bekoyot Echot. Before we had it, there's a discussion about how much Lavoino has to be offered on the, as part of the process of the Haktoras HaKorban. Lamaisa, one koyut, one piece of levoina suffices. If that's true, the shir is not kazayis. You don't need a almanas lahaktil levoinoso when you're thinking, when he's thinking machshav amfagelis of a haktoris levoina shaloi kedin, apostolo haktoris levoina. He doesn't have to think about haktoris levoina of kazayis. It's even possible kazayis. The shir would be even mashu. One koyut is already enough to be considered haktoris levoina. The same is true klapi the machshav. This is the opinion of Rashi. The problem is that the Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Psulei HaMikdashim, specifically says on Machsheves Pigel of Levoino that when he's Koimitz, Almanas, Lehaktir Levoino, he has to be Mechavin, Lehaktir, Chutz L'Zman, Chutz L'Mkoimo, a Kezayis of Levoino. I, the Shir is not Kezayis B'chlal. The Shir is Koimit Achas. The Rambam paskins that way. Why would the Shir Legabi the Machshava of what he wants to do illegally tomorrow have to be Bekezayis if the Maisa itself that should be done within the confines of Halacha would be on a Mashru, would be on a Kayud Achas? Why should the Machshava have to be on a Kezayis? So first of all, just to rationalize what, before we explain the Machloikis, let's first rationalize what's Taka the Mahalach of the Rambam. By the way, it's been doing that way in the Tesefta. The Rambam's coming from a Furush Tesefta. Rashi says what's near Glat Min Asvor. So the Karen Oira brings Taisus in Zvachim Daf and Ches and Veis. The Mahalach seems to be that when we're dealing with a Maisak Torah, the Maisak Torah of a Kerit Achas is fine. That's enough. That's already a Shir Choshu. But when we're dealing with Machshava, by definition, the Machshava means Achila. The idea of Pigel is being Mechashiv, Bishas, and Avoido on Achila. And this leads us to understand the basic format of Pigel, which is something that's been discussed extensively in Masechet Zvachim, but let's reformat it. The operative program, so to speak, of Pigel is being mechashiv b'shas, what's called matirim. That chelik, and this is going to figure prominently in the next few dafim, the idea of the relationship, that is, of matir with achila. In a carbon, there's the avoida. Marshal, let's take a carbon, a zevach, for simplicity's sake. Shkrit kabbalah eloch uzrika. Those four are the seder ho'avoidois that are matir as one chain of transmission, that are matir, the chelik ha'carbon, which is miyud la'achila. And to be mechashiv on the achila, to do an achila shalai kedin, either chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkoymo, depending on if it's psul or pigel. to be mechashiv on a achila shaloi kedin, chutzal zman chutzal koinoi, bishas the maisa, not so much the maisa avoided, but the maisa which is matir that achila, that's the basic format of pigle. So over here also, bishas the kmitza is the matir of the achila. And we'll add that we'll see in Yetzir Hashem the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel that the whole idea of Kmitza working on the Haktaras Levoin of tomorrow, Haktaras Levoin is not the Poshut Achila. It's Achilas Mizbeach. But that Achilas Mizbeach is really the Matir of the Achila of the Shiraim. So that's a little bit complicated. But in the classic sense, if it would be Lahaktir, the Kmitza, Al Menas to eat the Shiraim tomorrow, Chutzes Mana Chutzen Koimoy, that would be Pigel, or Psul. And since the basic idea, the basic format of pigel has to do with being mechashim on the achilas v'shas the matir, so it has to be in a tzura of achilas b'kazayis. There's no achilas less than a kazayis. Now the rationale, this is what comes out from Tesef and Daftan Chesam, is the rationale for the Shita, the Rambam, the Tesefta, that even chishev ala aktoris levoina has to be in a kazayis, is because you're not dealing with the stamma ma'isa avoid of aktoras levoina, which is enough for koyet achatz. You're dealing with levoina as the matir being mechashiv on the achilo. Achilas mizbeach, achilas b'kazayis. Because the achilas mizbeach and the achilas odom goes together. And the same way being mechashiv on the achilas odom has to be b'kazayis, being mechashiv on the achilas mizbeach also has to be b'kazayis, even though the ma'isa avoid of kishala atzmoy of that very same thing would be even with less than a kazayis. We'll add a drop of elucidation, insofar as pigle is concerned. What's interesting is that the psul of pigle, shalei lishma, the marshal is a psul that's in the psukim of parshas vayikra. It's not down the psukim parshas vayikra, the sugis vayikra's in the beginning is welcome. Pigle is psukim of furoshim and parshas tzav. The psul of pigle is only mentioned in conjunction with the achila of the korban. Open up Parshas Vayikra Tzav, it's very striking. A lot of the Parshas in Parshas Tzav, we've pointed this out before, Parshas Tzav has chazor of a lot of different halachas in Parshas Vayikra, but the defining feature in Vayikra and Tzav is that Vayikra is the Avodas Hadam of the Korbanos, the Ritzu, the Kapora, which is the Chelik, which is Ma'akov of the Korban, till Zrika. After that, the Haktoros Emurim, what you do with the Basar, how long the Basar is eaten, who eats the Basar, all that, Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbech is discussed in Parshas Tzav. The Isurim of Isur Chelev and Dam, the Chiyuv of Haktoros Emurim, all that is in Parshas Tzav. The divide is taka between the Matirim, between the Avoidos Hadam, and the Mutorim, and the Chelik which becomes Mutar, the Achilas Adam and the Achilas Mizbech, which is in Parshas Tzav. Pigel is an Isur on the achilois, when that distortion of the achila process is put into the machshava of the avoidos that are done as part of the shechita kabbalah halachas week or for shteitzach in a korban mincha and the equivalent in the kmitza and so on and so forth. The point is that the relationship between the avoidos adam and the achila is disrupted, is ruined by pigel. That's what the machshavas of pigel is. So it's all klape achilas and mel the shiur is because I. That's what the Rambam holds. Let's go a little bit weiter. We just described the din of the shiur koret b'levoina, that the beetzem in the ma'is haktoras levoina. There's no din. Maybe in the din of pigel that has to be machshava of the kazayis of haktoras levoina. But that's ma'avodin. That's ma'aktora. The shiur is b'koret levoina. There's a problem. The problem is that the Gemara says as a klal, it's machloikis, but the Gemara says as a klal, that ein aktor pachas mikazayis. And l'chor, that's inclusive. Ein aktor pachas mikazayis. If that's true, so then even if you say kishalasim, the shir of levoina should be less, but what happened to the fact that it's not a mais aktor? You need aktoris levoina. There's no mais aktor less. So the Mikdash David says, a famous chiddush, he says, that you don't look at the Haktoras Levoina itself. What over here are we dealing with? We're dealing over here the Haktorah of the Levoina with the Haktorah of the Kmitza. Together, that's Matir, like we said, the Matirim of the Shirayim, which is the Achila Shirayim, to the Kehanim. What's the Matir? L'chor, there's two Matirim. Gonna get soon to the Sugya of Pigel pigal anachatzi matir. But there's two chalokim or two matirim of the korban mincha, which is the haktaras levoina and haktaras kaimit. Says the Mikdash David that you're never gonna have haktar pachas mechazayis because they both go together. The mitzvah, even though each one is a separate thing, but the haktara of the matir of the mincha is one ma'is haktara. So maybe you makter them together. The levoina is mitzvah with the kaimitz, even though there's a shir in levoina karetachas. There's a shir in the kmitza of being makter taka a kmitza. They go together. And by the way, we'll add as an aside, two different things, two different maisei haktor to go together because they be'etzem together two parts of one thing is an interesting, is maskir, is reminds one of an interesting tziruf. We'll bring a dugma ruchoika to the same idea. There's a rosh, the end of psochem, perigav psochem, that says that the reason why you have to eat a kazayis of moror is because when you make the bracha al achilas moror, to eat less than a kazayis of moror would be inaccurate because achila means a kazayis. Question is, the Shaykh Zai wants to know why the Rosh has to explain because of the wording of the bracha, technical reason. Stam, there's a mitzvah achilas moror, you have to eat a kazayis. There's no such thing as achila. Achila lesuk, achilas matzah has to be kazayis. Achilas moror the same. It would seem, the Shaykh Zai goes into this, it would seem that the Rosh understands that since Moro, the Etzem Mitzvah of Moro is to eat together with the Matzah, Matzah Merim Yechlu, the Kairuch that we eat, so even though there's a separate Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and a separate Mitzvah of Achilas Moro, since they're eaten together, the Mais Achilas Mitzarf, both of them, you only need a Kazayis and the Matzah and Moro together. So the only reason why you have to eat a Kazayis and the Moro, the Rosh says, is only because of the wording of the Brocha, but not Be'etzem because of the Mitzvah. Over here, the same thing. You have the Haktaras Levoina, you have the Koimitz. Together, the Shir is a Kazayis. The Shir Kazayis is not in the thing itself. It's in the Maisa Haktar. Maisa Haktar has to be on a Shir Choshuv of a Kazayis. Over here, you have the Haktaras Levoina and the Kmitza. Together, it's Mitztarev for a Kazayis. Comes along the Briskerov, and the Briskerov is Moichiach that can't be true. You can't be Mitztarev. The Shir of to be making one aktara, to be mekayim the din of ein aktara pachas mekazayis, you can't be mitztarif the shear of the levoina together with the soilus of the kmitza. Why? It says the Gemara Chavov Amid Beis discusses whether you can be makter. We'll discuss in Yitzhak Shem in a different share, being makter two haktaris of the kmitz. Haktara acher, haktara shtei pa'amim. And the Gemara discusses in that context, it says, the shear of a koimitz, the shear of the koimitz which is brought, is l'chol ha'pachas two kezeisim. And if you put two kezeisim, if you do two maisim, each one has to be a kezeis. The Gemara discusses that in the context of an ektar pachas mekezeis. Since each ektar has to be a kezeis. So putting together is two kezeisim. So the shear of a koimitz is two kezeisim. What do you mean? Maybe you could do a haktara, and it won't be a kazayis. I ain't aktar pachas me kazayis. We just said him. It's tarif with the levoina. L'chor mefurish in the Gemara that the haktara has to be a haktara of a kazayis on the soilus itself. The haktara's levoina l'chud and the haktara's hakoimitz l'chud, it has to be a kazayis. Okay, we're back to the original question. How could you say on the levoina that the haktara's levoina is be Kurit Levoina, less than a Kazayis, if you need a Mais Aktor, then Aktor Pachas be Kazayis. The answer to this question, according to Briskerov, is that every Haktorah, well, let's say Zrikas Dam, has really two characteristics. It's both an Avodas HaMatir, the Haktorah is Matir, the Achilas HaShiraim, but it's also an Achilas Mizbeach. Zrika also has a dual identity. Reb Chaim, the Briskerov, say that Zrikas HaDam also is an Avodah to be matir, the achilas odin, the achilas mizbeach, but at the same time, it's also achilas mizbeach. We'll discuss this biyachas to pigel. Pigel, we're saying, has to do with achilas. What we're discussing is the levoina. We're not discussing the shir klapi achilas. That has to be kazayis that we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that pigel of aktoras levoina, even though the shir of levoina that has to be huktar is bekaritachas, the gabe pigel, the shir is bekazayis. But when we want to define a ma'isa avoid the kishalatzmoy, since the levoina is the whole piece of Levoin is Bekar Tachas. It's a Dovah Sholem. So Mamela, the Avoida is to put Levoin in. The Gemara learns out of a Pasuk, the Levoin means only one piece. There's no Ribu of Levoinis. By Soilus, less than a Kazayis has no Mashmos, because what is it? Not a Dovah Sholem, it's just in a certain amount. Less than a Kazayis doesn't have any Mashmos. When something is a Dovah Sholem, less than a Kazayis, similar to the concept, let's say, by Yisurim, that according to one Tana, Tana Reb Shimon, if you eat something less than a Kazayis, a Dvar Yisur, but it's a barrier, that's called you ate a Dovah Sholem, there's no share of a Kazayis. Lemaisa Avoida is on a Dovah Sholem, the Dovah Sholem over here is a Karitach HaShalavoyna. Same concept you have, let's say, by a Korban Oif, where the where you have to be makdir by the korban. So if the roish al hamizbeach, how big is the roish? The Gemara says the roish could be less than a gazayis big, a very small bird. It's still aktara. Why is it aktara? I ain't aktara pachas megazayis. The teretz is because since that's the avoida is that whole thing. So when you do a dovah sholem, that's called an avoida, even though it's not an achila, so to speak, of the mizbeach on a gazayis, but it's as a maisa avoida. It's a full maisa avoida.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.